My name is Tochukwu Onu. I'm from Enugu State. Enugu State is in the eastern part of Nigeria, and I'm 27 years old. I have a background in mechanical engineering, as well as engineering and management, both degrees of which I got in the UK. Since finishing these two academic degrees, I've actually run my own personal business in the UK, which I ran for 2 years. Currently, I'm based at home. I'm helping to run the first of its kind science, computer and technology secondary school in Nigeria. I'm responsible for the administration on a daily basis as the director, and also as a project manager for the different aspects of the business. So that's what I currently do at the moment.
How do you find out what you were passionate about and what you wanted to do in the future?
Basically, from my experiences over the years while I was in the UK, I left my country when I was 16 years and I traveled to the UK. And I've always been a very independent individual. That means I like to obviously think about my own things and plot my way and plot my graph across whatever I'm doing. So when I left the UK, I waved goodbye to my parents and I landed on the other side after 6 hours in London. And I was in London all alone. So I had to obviously, summon the courage, the independence, as the case may be, kicked in. I had to find my own way. London is not all UK like so many people think. When you tell someone, oh, you're going to the UK, they say, oh, is it London? I had to locate my way to the university in Coventry, which was about 3-4 hours away from London Heathrow. So I've always been independent, but I think it's as a result, the passion I have now currently has come as a result of my experiences over the years, some of which were not so good and some of which were very good. I had to combine the both of them to become, you know, a stronger and a better person, passionate in whatever I do.
And what are these passions? What are you passionate about?
First of all, I'm passionate about entrepreneurship, running businesses and running my own little enterprise, as well as I'm passionate, but you know, not so much in politics. These are the two major passions that I have. It's not necessarily because I grew up in a family that owns and runs businesses. It's more or less because of the individual passion which has come again over the years. So yeah. I love running businesses and making money, as the case might be, but also I'm also passionate in some other things like engineering, doing stuff. Like when I was younger, I'll give you a practical example. I used to take apart like our radio, some of the electronics which we had at home, because I always loved to be doing something. I always loved to be busy. So I used to take that apart and put it back, you know, together. And, you know, then I thought it was something like fun. I was just doing it for fun. I didn't know I was developing some soft skills. Some of the skills later on in life would come out to be very useful.
What are the first steps that you took to turn that passion for entrepreneurship into a reality or into a profession?
First of all, very important, that self-belief. They believe that, yes, I can. I can do this. I can, if I'm thinking about business and I've thought it through, the most important thing from taking that business from, you know, the ideation part of it to the reality is the self-belief. So it's very important that you believe that you can do what you set out to do. Secondly, you must be aware of the business you're trying to do. So you see some of these successful entrepreneurships around the world. They are very vast readers. They read a lot, or they research a lot, or they listen to information a lot. The reason is simply because they're trying to gather as much information as needed for their business and even for the general market as well. Also, again, you must gain some experience, irrespective of how little you think or how valueless you think the experience is. It's very, very important. Like I said to you, you know, I ran my restaurant, which you are aware of, in the UK for a few years, I think about 2.5 years. And one of the major challenges which I faced was as a result of my neglect to this issue of gaining soft experience. So looking back now, you know, in that business, I mean, it was successful, but it would have been a lot more successful if I had gained some soft skills and understood more the industry that I was going into.
What are the biggest challenges you have had to face or continue to face in your current profession?
The biggest challenge, I'll start with the restaurant. At the time, obviously, was that unfortunately, there was not enough workforce, an experienced workforce for me to choose from, etc. It was more or less a white, a Caucasian neighborhood, more or less. It wasn't as diverse as Coventry, where I was coming from. Mm-hmm. So getting skilled or semi-skilled workforce that had the experience of running an Afro-Caribbean restaurant was a very, very, very big challenge. In fact, it was a major challenge. I mean, later on down the line, we surmounted that challenge. But early on, you know, it was a very, 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 very big challenge. Secondly, you know, I did my research. I mean, I spent about 4 to 6 months researching about the industry. I was actually looking on in getting into another industry, not the restaurant business. However, that was I finally got into the catering business. But the issue here was I didn't do enough in terms of research for number one, my location. Number two, some of the issues that we later faced, like the issue of the workforce and all that. So that's why I was advising that it's important that you know your industry very well. And last but not least, again, the challenge of lack of personal experience in terms of running a business in the UK, because it's completely different running a business in the UK, for example, and running a business now where I am in Enugu, you know, it's completely different. So I wasn't too aware of some of the bottlenecks or should I say logistical issues associated with running a business there. Now, coming over to where my current business, where, like you rightly said, I'm the director of administration, I think our biggest challenge, more or less, is more or less external challenges. We kind of branched into a very niche area, an area which nationally, you know, the belief is the time has come, it's about time. So we started something that is new, very different from every other thing that is around. So we're kind of more or less with the beacon. We're the shining beacon of science, computer and technology secondary school in Nigeria. So in our own beats and the infrastructure and the way we run it, probably because of my experience in running businesses and living in the UK, we brought it up to an international standard. So some of the challenges we're facing are more or less external factors, which is more or less related to the government and things like that. There was a challenge which we actually faced initially here, but we've overcome it, the issue of constant water supply. Now, when we came in here, if you're familiar with Enugu, Enugu is not really a place where you can dig up a borehole and get unlimited water. So when we came, what we decided to do was to build 6 reservoirs in the campus. So we built 6 reservoirs, and also we connected our extended line to a flowing stream. And to counter these things like the pH and all those things, we had to build a filtration plant on campus as well. So now water flows all day, every day, you know, anytime you want it, there is water.
Do you think that in any way that your identity or your cultural background have influenced the success of your work?
The answer is yes, a big capital yes. I started my restaurant in Exeter. Unfortunately, the council didn't believe, who is this boy? Where is he coming from? Why does he want to start up a restaurant in Exeter? You know, does he know what he's doing and all that thing? In fact, I started my restaurant 12 months later than I wanted to or intended to start the restaurant. The council couldn't give me the permit which I needed to start up a restaurant. It kept dragging on. In fact, I think in one of the last 3 months before I got the permission on the permit to run the restaurant, I had to actually contact the mayor himself. Your ethnic background, where you come from, it's a lot more difficult for you to run a business and start a business abroad than it is in your home country. Nonetheless, it's not impossible, which is what I told you earlier. You must have self-belief that you can. That is what is going to keep you through the turbulent periods that you might face, especially if you're trying to start a business abroad.
Tell us about some of your biggest achievements so far and what are you most proud of?
Honestly, I don't even think I've achieved much, but I would say my biggest achievement, finally setting up Afritio restaurant. You know, that first few weeks when you know that, listen, what you've been chasing for about a year has now come and is now a reality, you know. This is apart from my academic prowess, my more or less 4 or 5 years where I was pursuing my academics, which again, I succeeded in and I got my certificate, you know, doing something and proving certain people wrong was a big, you know, should I say achievement. But to me, honestly, I think I've not really done what I intend to do. I've not got to my limit so that I don't begin to relax that I've achieved anything per se.
In your view, what are the biggest obstacles or challenges to achieving personal or professional goals?
It depends on what project or what you're aiming at. In, for example, starting up a business, finance can be a big challenge. You know, in my own case, it wasn't. But finance can be a very, very big challenge because you might have the best ideas in the world, but if you don't have the money to implement them, then unfortunately the idea remains yours and yours alone. But also, again, is this issue of people doubting your ability, you know, people thinking that you can't achieve, you know, what you set out to do. And if unfortunately you're beginning to believe such people who doubt you, then that would be the biggest challenge.
What advice would you give to young people sharing a similar racial or sociocultural background to yours, who have dreams and goals still to be achieved?
Now, the first statement I would say is impossibility is nothing. I mean, the word itself says I'm impossible. Now, if you try and spell impossible, you see it's I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E. Now, if you split them into two words, it says impossible. So there is nothing like impossibility. There is nothing like I can't do it, it's not possible. You have to get past that mindset. Secondly, be aware of your environment. Be aware of the challenges you are most likely to face, because in my place, they have a proverb, failure to plan is planning to fail. So you must be aware of your environment and you must plan accordingly. Note down those challenges you are most likely to face. Get prepared for them. There is nothing that is easy. If it was easy, everyone would have done it. It's also important that you work hard. I mean, me, I have a system that works for me. I do what I need to do first. And before you know it, you're beginning to do the impossible. So start with doing what's possible. Then soon you'll be doing the impossible. And that has worked for me over the years.